This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Professor Brenda Schaefer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies and Elin Sulaimanov, ambassador from Azerbaijan to the United Kingdom. Brenda, the whole region is right now seeing the results of the turmoil in Russia. Young men fleeing. I'm told Kazakhstan is one of the ports of call. I've seen anecdotes of people, of young men coming to Yerevan, to Armenia. I can imagine they're also making their way to all parts of Central Asia whenever they can get a ticket and arrive because of the mobilization. What else are you seeing in Central Asia that is a result? Is there any question about oil or gas across the landscape?
More or less since the beginning of the Russian second phase of invasion of Ukraine in February, the CPC oil pipeline has been periodically blocked in the Black Sea. This is over 1 million barrels a day of oil from Kazakhstan to world markets. And as actually the United States in the early 90s after the Soviet breakup identified correctly that for the landlocked regions of Central Asia and the Caucasus to be independent, to be able to trade and cooperate with the West, they really need for their strategic infrastructure to go, you know, through, you know, not through other powers that maybe would want to, you know, control the output of that infrastructure. And that if, for instance, oil and gas resources of the region were going, again, through friendly countries to the West, also the region could open up, you know, flights, roads, rail. And we're, you know, seeing that the U.S., you know, how often do you see a U.S. administration take an interest in pipelines, roads, rail, but actually successive U.S. administrations, bipartisan, really gave huge support in the 1990s and the early part of this century for the Caspian and, you know, Central Asian and South Caucasus pipelines and infrastructure to be built and to go westward. So we're seeing now, I think we need a second round of, you know, the U.S. looking at this with the blockage of so much export from the Black Sea, with, you know, even in friendly days when, you know, when there aren't geopolitical problems, still having so much of the region's transportation, you know, going through the Black Sea. It seems that the region is in need of, you know, an additional corridor, probably what's known as the middle corridor between Asia and Europe, which hasn't seen that much transportation being used. I think in light of the conflict in Ukraine will actually become a very predominant corridor.
Mr. Ambassador, Samarkand, the site of the most recent Shanghai Cooperation Organization. You're very familiar with Samarkand. What this tells me is that there's recognition now from China to France that Central Asia is a major part of the future if we're to have secure energy sources. Is your understanding that right now this is commonplacely understood in Central Asia, that the whole world is watching it?
Thank you, John. Yes, in fact, I think this is there's a growing understanding of that. But, you know, the learning curve has been quite rather steep. So it's still in the process, I believe. And you're absolutely right. Samarkand is a gem of Central Asia. It's a gem of the world, I believe. It's one of the most beautiful cities of the Islamic world. As you know, I had my honeymoon there. So
yes.
I'm very biased towards Samarkand. But if you haven't visited, you should. And, you know, we had this conversation. In reality, if you watch the dynamic at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Samarkand, what you would notice is a very prominent role of Turkey and the Turkish leadership. It was very obvious. And the importance of Azerbaijan. And I think what Dr. Schaefer mentioned earlier...
We just have 30 seconds, Mr. Ambassador. Go ahead.
Diversity is the key to all of this. And I'll tell you something, John. You know, for years, the very obvious fact that Azerbaijan borders both to Russia and Iran, the only country to do so, was very obvious. It was very apparent. But today, that very simple geographic fact could serve as a content-rich introduction into the situation in Central Asia and Eurasia as a whole.
The ambassador from Azerbaijan to the United Kingdom, Elin Sulaimanov, Professor Brenda Schaefer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Keep your eye on the map. We have to learn all over again. South Caucasus, Central Asia, the 21st century. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.